Good evening. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamila Roshani, and today we will have an episode for the Palestinian cause in support of Palestinian people and their struggle against oppression, their struggle against the ongoing genocide. Because in the words of late Palestinian poet Dr. Refat Al-Ariya, who was murdered by an Israeli airstrike last December, "If I must die, you must live to tell my story." May he and all the people who fell victim to this war rest in peace, and may we continue to protest, continue to boycott, continue to speak up until they found justice. My first piece is titled "Life of a Missile." I never wanted this. I never wanted to be born. I'm a missile in a genocide despising my own cause. With explosives for a heart, with fuel in my veins, my every body part precision, I cannot fail you when you aim. You who fire me from my launcher's gaping mouth, while you are stationed miles away, unharmed by my debris, you call me smart. Infuse my brain with intel gathered by your drones. Install a guidance system that cannot make me miss my target. And yet, I know nothing of the places I destroy. I know nothing, 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 nothing of the withering of dreams, the splintering of grief, the flickering of rage, the quivering of cages. All of it gets swallowed by the crater that I leave. You have cursed me with a death that multiplies, have coerced me into a mission that isn't mine. You who press my button, you who launch my rocket, and worst of all, you and you and you who just keep watching, you who build and export me, you who fund and support me, you, land of the free that drops death on the unfree, you, land of never again. But too blinded by your guilt, enabling again as it happens in the present. There are days when I almost wish myself upon you all, blazing in my pain, searching for a way to use my blast for justice and blow up in your face, but I know how hatred feels. I know how much it takes. From you and me and all of us, this ground that we must share. So, more than anything, anything, anything in these burning skies, I want to wipe out the vision of genocide in your eyes. The next piece is by Noor Hindi, and it's titled "Fuck Your Lecture on Craft. My people are dying." Colonizers write about flowers. I tell you about children throwing rocks at Israeli tanks seconds before becoming daisies. I want to be like those poets who care about the moon. Palestinians don't see the moon from jail cells and prisons. It's so beautiful, the moon. They're so beautiful, the flowers. I pick flowers for my dead father when I'm sad. He watches Al Jazeera all day. I wish Jessica would stop texting me "Happy Ramadan." I know I'm American because when I walk into a room, something dies. Metaphors about death are for poets who think ghosts care about sound. When I die, I promise to haunt you forever. One day, I'll write about the flowers like we own them.